What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Monday, beautiful week ahead. I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida this Friday night. And then, of course, we have Dr. Mark Spitzbergen in Madeira Beach, Florida. So that's going to be Saturday, Sunday. We have a baptism live stream available. Let's get it. Oak tree. Romans chapter 8, verse 24-25 says, "We were saved in this hope, but our hope that is seen is not hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." God will promise us an oak tree, and then he'll give you an acorn. What happened to the oak tree? It's in your seed. Go plant it and water it and care for it. Nobody is excited about an acorn. It doesn't impress your friends. Nobody wants to post pictures of it, but it's supposed to be that way. God is perfecting things in you that are going to cause an oak tree to grow from a tiny seed. It requires patience and diligence and hope. We get so impatient when things don't follow our timeline and we don't like watering seeds every day. But the reality is, you have an acorn, and that means you have hope. Do not allow yourself to become discouraged, because in that tiny acorn, you hold an oak tree in your hands. Be faithful, stay in his word, confess your blessings of the Lord each day, and watch your circumstances change. Watch your oak tree grow. Further thought is, what is your acorn? And are you taking care of it each day? I love prophetic ministry. I have a book on the prophetic coming out tomorrow, by the way. Please grab that on Amazon. But the challenge, I think, sometimes with prophetic ministry is when you get a promise from God, it comes in seed form. The Lord may say, "I'm calling you to the nations." He may say, "You're going to plant churches." He may say, "You're going to serve at the church and touch lives." Either way, all of you are called. Every person is called to win the lost. Every person is called to be used by God in some capacity. We really can't limit it to just a platform. But my point is, these prophetic words come. Maybe it's to start a business. Maybe it's to write a book. I don't know. Whatever these words are, there's something that happens immediately when a prophetic word is spoken. Like, something begins to unlock inside of you right away. But then, time goes by. And, you know, you may not feel so powerful at that moment. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. There's a lot of Christians today walking around pretty sick, right? Pretty sick, pretty frustrated. But then it says desire realized becomes a tree of life. Crazy to know, but that same sickness changes when you realize God's plan for you. Desire realized, it becomes a tree of life. And so, you know, our hearts have to stay in a place of hope and belief, because at any given point, everybody got a list. So you may say, you know, "Well, these things haven't happened in my life." Take a number. We're all believing for these things to happen. We're all standing on the word for these things to happen. But we can't lose hope, right? We can't lose faith in this process. I had a real dear friend that was believing for a baby to come, and they just never got pregnant. They couldn't. And he's well known around the world. And at one point he cried out to God, and he was like, "Why? Why did you promise us that you would give us a child, and it has not happened? It looks like it's not going to happen. And we're now tired of everybody in Christianity making comments that we should have a kid by now." And the Lord said to him, "I give you the seed. You give me the years of faithfulness." Basically meaning, yes, I told you I'll give you an oak tree, but I'm giving you an acorn. Be faithful with the acorn, and the oak tree is coming. And, you know, they asked Jesus, "How do we see the kingdom now?" He talks about the parable of the minas, parable of the seed and the sower, faithfulness. Sarah, when she considered God faithful, she bore a son. All you have is an acorn. Everything we've ever done, the little part we've played in Christianity, started from an acorn, started from a seed. You be faithful with that seed. You watch over that seed. You water that seed. You believe God for that seed and watch it manifest in your life. But when we aren't faithful with the seed, we allow other interests to come in. We allow other things to take out that seed. It's going to be challenging. And so, look, today, the Lord wants you to know that every word that he spoke over you is him. Those prophetic words you've received, they are from the Lord. It's just you're struggling what to do with an acorn in your hand. Be faithful, right? And then, straight up, you've got to know when to start planting stuff. You got to know when to start, like, believing and sowing and trusting, because just holding what God's given you in your heart for 30 years isn't an abundant life. But sowing it, believing, giving, planting, taking risks, all those things lead there. And so don't go weary in doing well, because the Father is going to strengthen you today. And every word he said will come to pass. I promise you this. It's just we have to be faithful and not allow, you know, there are moments in life where you have an acorn and you may even see somebody else's oak tree grow. But be faithful with what he's given you, right? Pass those love tests that he's given you. That's it for today. We love you guys. A great week ahead. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.